Welcome in, everyone. I'm Gerard Romalo, and this is The Vegas Verdict. Here we take a look at local and national issues of interest. We add legal perspective whenever possible, and ultimately, we hand down a verdict. Today, we are talking about something that has been in the news, at least as of this weekend. We're talking about the Tariq Hill arrest. Of course, Tariq Hill, a famous wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, possibly, arguably, the best wide receiver in the NFL today. We'll introduce our special guests here in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at this short video that kind of encapsulates the discussion that we're going to have today regarding his detainment, I should say. I was going to say arrest, but technically he was restrained and detained, not arrested. Take a look.
Don't knock on my window.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that, no.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that way
on
you can
window.
Lower it and talk to
just
you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down. Hey! Keep your window down.
Danny.
Hey! Keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down, I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Give me F. I'm gonna break that fucking window.
Get out of the car.
I'm gonna get out.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. What part of Dallas are you in this town? Hey, Drew. Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, dude. I'm getting arrested. I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting out.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. You understand?
Out,
you understand? Not what you want, but when we tell you.
See, hold on, bro. I just had surgery on my knee.
I wasn't on that kind of energy. Like, I was chilling. Like, I was following rules. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't moving fast because, you know, I got injuries. I guess the officers, they felt like I wasn't doing it on their timing, but I was doing it. But
he's obviously not a threat. There's no instance. You got to put your knee on his hand right there. Tyreek's been dealing with a wrist injury, a sore knee. This guy right there, that's just unnecessary. He's not fighting back. And then they harassed him. They called him a crybaby.
All right, that last soundbite was Drew Rosenhaus, that is Tariq Hill's agent, and he was on the phone with his agent at the time of this whole thing. So Drew obviously ran on over to the scene, and some of us saw the video of him all sweaty. Let me introduce our guests here today. We have Patty Davidson of BetBunnyHoney.com. Everything you need to know about sports betting. She is the guru. Patty, thanks so much for being here. And of course, the former judge, Tony the Tapper, Tony Abbotangelo, is here with us today as well. We're so glad to have your perspective on this. I take it you have seen the video, Patty?
You know, I've seen the video, and I think, you know, my perspective on this is going to be, why did this happen, number one? But for me, for betting, how could it have actually affected, you know, the line or the betting or the whatever else? But it's most interesting is that, guess what? Everybody made it to the game.
Yeah, didn't affect his game. So, in fact, he made a amazing 80-yard touchdown that would be considered miraculous by other players. But for him, it's pretty much standard operating procedure, right?
And do you think that it would have been anybody else that would have been there? And even that, you know, his friend Campbell showed up at the scene, you know, that they would have been in jail. That this is where Tony's going to come into play here, because this is a criminal thing. But guess what? They all made it to the game.
We should probably remind everyone or let everybody know that our question that we're asking today is, should the restraining officer be fired? Tariq himself, his agent, his attorney, they've all asked for the detaining officer to be released from his job. Tony, you've seen the video, and actually there are multiple videos. There's body cam footage, there's a couple of witness footage, and granted, we probably don't have every single detail, but from what you've seen, what are your thoughts?
Well, here's the big picture. The reality is, to be an officer, police officer, you got to be an A personality. Mm. You got to be an alpha dog. And what are they used to doing? Giving commands.
Right.
And people don't listen. Now, what I tell people is my dad was a lawyer. I grew up out here. One time I was driving, I was in high school. Cop pulled me over for no reason. He actually cut off a few cars to get to me. And I was at a red light. Pulled me over, gave me a hard time. Towed my car. I was more terrified of my dad being mad than the cop.
Right, right.
And my dad, being a lawyer, goes, look, you catch the wrong cop on the wrong day, you got problems.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's what happens. These guys are used to giving commands. And once again, when I was a kid and a coach said, run laps, what'd you do? You run laps.
Yeah. No.
Now when I coach my kids, why?
Yeah.
Don't knock on my window. I mean, yeah. What's the attitude? He's giving, and so here's the thing. So he starts giving him an attitude. The cop starts overreacting. I personally think cops should de-escalate the situation.
Right.
There's alternatives here. So you're Tyreek Hill, huh, Big Shot?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to put my motorcycle right in front of your car.
Yeah.
And you're not leaving this scene. You're not going into that game until you come out of the car with your hands by your side or in the air and you cooperate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it down a notch.
The one thing that bothered me, I think, more than anything else, and we can debate whether excessive force was used, but the thing that bothered me, and Patty, I want to get your thoughts on this, when he barely rolled down the window and then he closed it, it's a tinted window, you can't see inside, you don't know if he's got a gun. You're an officer, you don't know what's going on there. I think that's cause at least for concern. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's cause for concern, but you know, me and my weird way of looking at things, I would be going, oh my goodness, this just went viral. I wonder what happened to the point spread.
The cops worry about his career.
Funny. That's right.
Yeah.
But I do agree, you know, because sometimes, you know, in our real world, if I were those police, I think we're all going to be on the same page. I would be very worried.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't know who's in the car.
They have no idea. They've all come out, at least Tariq and his supporters have come out, and a bunch of fans have come out as well, saying that the detaining officer should be removed from his job. Currently, there are a number of officers, from what I understand, who are on paid leave pending an investigation, which is pretty much standard operating procedure. Now, we can debate on who. Usually they bring in an outside agency to come and do the investigation, and that's a whole other issue. But is that the right procedure, do you think, Tony? What have you witnessed? We've had our own incidents here in Nevada through the years.
Well, the normal procedure is absolutely what's going on here. You suspend with pay. We start an investigation with the Internal Affairs Department. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, you could bring in an outside one. But because this was Tyreek Hill, and one of the cops said that.
Yeah.
That's Tyreek Hill. Everybody on both sides knew this was going viral. And I was doing stuff in the house on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching the pregame stuff, and they're talking about Tyreek getting arrested.
Absolutely.
So if I'm the cops, I want that, whether it's Internal Affairs, the sheriff, police commissioner, whatever the Miami person's called, I want that body camera ASAP. Let's start an investigation right away.
They did that right. They released the body cam footage almost immediately, which
I
think you delay and you're hurting your own position, I think.
Absolutely. And this is obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
Roll down the window. And that's a fair request,
mm-hmm.
because of what both of you had just said. What if he's got a gun in there? Who cares if it's Tyreek Hill? And first of all, he's no virgin in the criminal justice system. You don't know if a celebrity athlete or a regular person in the car with tinted windows has a gun.
Yeah.
But you also got to be realistic.
Yeah.
This guy's pulling up to play in a football game and he's getting paid millions of dollars. Game time's in 3 or 4 hours, whatever it was, 2 hours. Take it down a notch. Take it down a notch.
Patty, would you agree that a lot of people have said mistakes were made on both sides?
I think that's really is what we're all going to come down to. I don't see this escalating. You know, this is not a beating incident. This is not a something. This is a, you know, kind of a misunderstanding between the two. But quite honestly, I believe I have to go, say the cops handled this really well.
Yeah, I I'm a little bit reluctant to go down this road, but there have also been claims that this was a racially motivated thing. I personally don't see that. I think this was, you know, you have to take into account history. Have there been incidents previously involving race where you kind of go, hey, that's clearly not right. I don't see that being the case here. We don't know the motives behind everyone involved, but I don't know. Your thoughts on that, Tony? Is race, will race play an issue in determining what was happening here?
I think potentially, because that's a reality card.
Yeah.
The big picture, once again, is African-American community does not trust the police.
Yeah.
They've been abused for many years, decades.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's been going on for a long time.
Right.
But with that being said, here's a guy in a nice car. Somebody recognized him, so it wasn't like it was some thug
right.
And nobody knew who he was. They I can see police, not saying it's right or wrong, we'll get to our verdict later, grabbing him out of the car when he was rolling up the window, because that cop said, remember, Patty, you were looking at it, and he said, roll down your window. No, as a matter of fact, get out of the car. He didn't even give him a chance.
Right.
And he opened that door, and the cop grabbed him.
Yeah.
Once again, one thing that I like about Metro and what they try to do out here in Vegas is they're getting training in de-escalating.
Yeah.
They've been sued. There are incidents, of course. You're having a bad day. Things go sideways. But there's plenty of ways to handle this situation. And here's a classic example I tell people. When I was a judge, cop was telling me about this case he had. Guy's mental health. He's acting crazy.
Mm.
He gets into the apartment, guy's sitting on the couch, sweating. And he goes, what's wrong, sir? Can I help you? He goes, yes.
Hmm.
I've got nuclear bombs on my head. And the cop has two choices, right? Do I bum rush this guy, as the old cliche goes, and escalate things?
Right.
Or do I de-escalate? He goes, oh, my gosh.
Is that like tinfoil?
I think he might have had tinfoil, too.
Maybe. Right, maybe not. Who knows what he's got?
So the cop says to him, hey, he goes, you know what? That's not good. Maybe we should evacuate like a 2-mile radius. And the guy goes, good idea, good idea.
Yeah.
And he fakes the little, oh, this is unit, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's evacuate a 2-mile radius. And the guy's like, great idea. And then the officer goes, look, it looks like you're sweating.
Yeah.
He goes, maybe I can get you a cool cloth towel, cool you down.
Yeah.
He's like, great idea. And this is just the short version.
Yeah.
But he brought the guy down. And then they took him to a mental health facility. Nobody got injured.
Right.
Nobody had to get shot. De-escalation.
Right.
Now, maybe it's also because I'm a whopping 5'4", with shoes,
I'm glad that I'm taller than you.
But
what,
you know,
what you're saying
I
is behavioral psychology should be part of the training now.
Absolutely.
You know, for all departments, really.
And especially with everybody with the camera.
Yeah.
Judge Kearns, who just retired, told me in the court system we have what's called JAVS, J-A-V-S.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing to happen, because when somebody says the judge is yelling at you, inappropriate, go pull the recording. Let's see what happens. Pull the body cam.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I didn't like, what I saw, was that one cop was standing back, and he kind of shoved Tariq Hill down.
Right.
What was that for?
There was also an allegation that there was a kick. I never saw a kick. And he was talking about his knees. I mean, some people will say, well, he went and ran an 80-yard touchdown. He did have a surgery on his knee, and maybe he couldn't put his knees right on the pavement. I don't know.
And on the wrist.
Wrist was another one, too. I mean, are police supposed to take those kinds of things into account?
Right, exactly. That's what you have to say. It's like, you know, if I'm going to get pulled over or something, I'm going to say, oh, my God, I just got out of surgery. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
You know, I look at this one, and I think they did it right. You know, and believe me, I'm not on the side of anybody, and none of us are, you know, but once they found out. But I think, you know, if you're not going to. I don't care who you are. If you're not going to open your door, you're not going to, you know, respond to me, what are you going to do? What are they going to do?
All right. That's a good spot for us to take our first break. We are discussing Tariq Hill's recent detainment. By the way, the Miami Dolphins play again tonight as of the recording of this broadcast Thursday. So we'll see how he performs tonight. But we'll be back with more of the Vegas Verdict right after this.
If you've been injured in an accident, you don't have to go it alone. At Paul Pata Law, we understand your injuries aren't just physical. They also bring financial burden and emotional strain. At our firm, it's not just about legal representation. It's about genuine care and commitment. Lock in the attention you deserve from your attorney. We'll get you on the path to recovery. Call Paul Pata Law. Legal security when you need it.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are discussing Tariq Hill's recent detainment by Miami-Dade police and all of the discussion that has followed that incident. We're with Tony Abatangelo and Patty Davidson, Bet Money Honey fame, betmoneyhoney.com. Question about the NFL, and Patty, we'll start with you on this. The NFL did issue a statement almost immediately after expressing disappointment with the way Miami-Dade police handled this incident. I mean, how much weight does that play? And also, I mean, how significant is it that it happened on the opening day of NFL, basically the first, you know, Sunday of NFL season?
I think we have to look at the influence of the NFL. You know, and this becomes, you know, a whole thing. Think about this. The NFL now is, we're global.
Yeah.
We're everywhere. You know, we're not just in England. We're now in South America, you know, and so they have so much influence. How much influence do they have? I go back to, if that was just a regular person getting pulled over, they would have been in jail for, what do you say, Tony, 2 days?
Oh, easy. At least. A judge.
Yeah. And so they basically got him out in, what, 1 hour? Because they had to have him. So the NFL, this is the most interesting concept of all of it. NFL is so influential in all of our lives.
Yeah. I mean.
The NFL owns Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just Sunday anymore. Thursday, we just had a game on Thursday. Yeah. We just had a game on Friday. We just had a game. Yeah. They are going to, they're global now.
But I'd like to throw this in for honeybet.com or however we say your time.
Betmoneyhoney.com.
Get it right, Tony.
I'm working on it.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for betting on football and fantasy football, which is still betting, NFL would be dead. Because I don't care what Jacksonville, Carolina do.
Yeah.
You know, but that's why you got to call Patty, right?
Once we had the opportunity to start betting on NFL games, it opened up a whole new world, 100%. And it escalated and grew the audience significantly.
Hence the popularity, because you can follow it.
Yeah.
Once a week, there's a game, whether it's Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Players are going in and out one game a week. Baseball, hockey, basketball, multiple games a week. It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
Football, you can sit back, do your thing, and then you can pay attention.
Hey, if Tyreek Hill is on my fantasy football thing, he'd better get out of jail and he'd better get to his game.
He better show up and be ready to
That's
play.
That's right.
And how about that touchdown celebration?
Yeah.
Now, no matter what my viewers,
no matter what. Yeah. No
that was awesome.
What. That was.
I'll give it, that was awesome. No matter what.
There's entertainment involved here. No question.
It's showmanship, believe me. It really is. You know,
So the question we're asking today, the detaining officer, and we understand there was more than one officer involved, but the actual restraining or detaining officer involved, certain people are asking for him to be removed from his position. We have a Facebook page, by the way. Check out Vegas Verdict on Facebook. And we posed that question a little earlier today. I'm going to read one of the responses, and I want to see what you guys think of this response. The police officer seemed a little over aggressive, but Hill didn't follow clear directions. I usually side with the law enforcement on this stuff. Their job is toughen up, and their lives are always in danger. So I think a suspension is in order, but not termination. Termination needs to be reserved for the most egregious and multiple offenders. That was Aaron Gordon, by the way, who contributed that comment. And we always love to incorporate our viewer comments whenever possible. What do you think of his assessment? I tend to think it's pretty right on.
I think that maybe administrative, you know, paid leave while they look into it is fine.
Yeah.
But what did they really do that was wrong? You know, because this is what you have to remember. This guy is showing up in a high-end car, you know, and so they probably went, okay, we do have to be a little careful here because this means he's probably got money.
Right.
He's probably got influence. I don't see, and usually, you know, I will always be, you know, at the, you know, part of the ones that goes, oh, no, they did this or that and the other. I'm sorry, he did not get out of the car. He did not do that.
And also, we brought up the friend, the other player who showed up. Yeah, and he also wasn't exactly cooperating exactly as police asked. Mm-hmm. So now if you're a cop, you're thinking, okay, the situation is escalating. You know, we've got two people who are not exactly following the instructions as we're giving them. How do we respond to that?
I got to disagree with the second part of that.
Okay.
First part, this one, Tyreek Hill was not, yes, sir, no, sir, hands on the wheel,
right,
hands out the window, window down, and these cops just being a jerk and drags him out of the car.
Yeah.
Don't be banging on my window. We heard that how many times?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's rolling it up.
Rolling it up,
he
to me, was enough to.
He thinks he's all that.
Him. Yeah.
Now, the second guy, in my opinion, he's far enough away. He's not really approaching, except for like a few feet.
Right.
Of course, him and his buddy both have their cameras out. One guy had his hands up, and I think it was the main guy.
Yeah.
You knew Campbell.
Yeah, Campbell. I think they say, sir, just stay over there.
Yeah.
Once again, de-escalate. You stay over there, and if you want to film, film all day long. I'm going back over here and going to check out what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, so I disagree that the second guy deserved to get any harassment, because then that cop says on the body cam, which I've seen, he's all in the guy's face about getting his driver's license, Campbell getting Campbell's license. The other cop saying, get in the car and drive away. So now you're sitting there, you're getting two different orders. Yeah. Give me your driver's license, get in the car, go away. What do you do?
As a journalist, I spent 30 years reporting and covering, and that's kind of a point of contention for me, because police don't want you filming them in any capacity. But if it's a public access area or a public area, unless it's designated as a crime zone or a crime scene, they can't necessarily just kick everybody out. They can try to. But technically, you have to evacuate the area. You got to get residents out of there. You got to get everybody out of there. So the idea that he was there filming, I don't know, that's a gray area for me as well. And they asked him to leave. Well, what laws am I breaking? You know, it's just being here.
He can stand on a public roadway.
Yeah.
He can do that. He can stand on the sidewalk like he was doing.
Yeah.
And then they said, move your car because you're blocking traffic. Which I think he probably wasn't, because Tyreek's car and all the motorcycles were in that lane.
Right.
But
right.
You know, once again, let's bring the temperature down.
Yeah. No, that's a clear point. I think we all agree with. Patty, does this affect football moving forward in any way, or is this a discussion that, you know, a week from now is probably going to be passe and long gone?
Yeah, I think a week from now we won't even know, because, you know, again, football is such a gladiator sport that we have things going on all the time.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know, we got people that are, unfortunately, you know, they're always going to put them in the limelight. I mean, just think about last year. You know, we've had DUIs, we've had domestic violence, we've had everything that happens. But the thing is that the spotlight goes on them because they're spotlight people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this kind of activity probably goes on with regular people, humans, all the time. But, you know, whenever you decide to go into a major sport like this, you got to understand that you are in the spotlight, you know?
Do you think he was treated differently because of his celebrity?
No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. Tony, come on. If I would have gotten pulled over like that, I would have been in jail for 2 days. Would that be correct?
You would have definitely gotten a citation, most likely been arrested.
I would not be able to show up at my game.
Did he even get cited? I don't think he even got a ticket.
I didn't see anything about him getting cited, but the... You know, the attorneys jumped in so quickly that who knows, you know, he's got a room full of Tonys, let me tell you. And they're, you know, they're high dollar Tonys.
My wife and I watched a show on Netflix with people in Nantucket.
Yeah.
And the one cop versus the older cop that's been there, who's playing nice, he goes, these people have roomfuls, speaking of roomfuls, roomful of New York lawyers that they will fly up here in a heartbeat.
Oh,
I've seen it and it will change. Just cooperate. So same thing. You're in a different position when your attorney shows up, and, you know, look at the sports agent. He's on national TV, immediately pitching their message. And Tyreek's probably not
prepared.
Even in the stadium yet.
Yeah.
They're on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but here's what it comes down to. Just cooperate.
Yeah.
And this is what I tell my kids, which is what my dad told me. Life's not fair. You know. Yeah. And the question is, which we'll answer a little bit later, is knocking on a window of a high-end sports car and asking to keep the window down, is that a reasonable or not a reasonable request?
Yeah.
And when the officer says, get out of your car, what do you say? Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. ma'am. When he says, sit down, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And if they hit you and they start beating you, hope somebody's got a video camera right, and you can right. show the truth. Because I remember a few years ago, there was a guy, cop lied and said, oh, he was charging me or whatever. And then people are like, no, he was running away from the cop and he shot, mm-hmm. cop shot him. And sure enough, their video popped up. That yeah. cop was in the wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, if you cooperate and you're sitting on the curb, yes, sir, no, sir.
We've had a couple of those oh, incidents yeah. here in Nevada
history. I've represented a few people. Like yeah, that.
I think I remember the case that you're talking about. The kid ran away. Well, there was a kid that ran away. He was in handcuffs, and the cop shot him. But
how
it was
far is he gonna
caught
get?
Him in the back, you know?
How far is he going to get? He's in handcuffs.
Okay, you know,
Once
problem.
Again, de-escalate.
Yeah.
Be practical.
I think, you know, what we're talking about a little bit, too, is that, you know, because we have in America, I don't know if it's everywhere, we have made our sports people so
right.
high.
God.
We, you know, we
yeah.
have, we really have. And so along with that, we expect them to act like, you know, mentors,
right.
you know, and, you know, people
heroes
that are,
and people who are elevated and, in terms of their morals and their,
right.
their actions,
you know, and, you know,
you know,
they're supposed to teach our children what they're supposed to do. And we've done this, but they all haven't bought in. You know,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And plus, what do you have? You got, you know, young people, you know, they, you know, and so we're pushing a lot of responsibility to them.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, I mean, it's fair, it's not fair. I mean, there's a trade-off, but we
there
have
is.
Done that.
There is. There's a cost to celebrity, right? If you're on TV every day or if you're in the limelight, mm-hmm. that means you're in the limelight and you're going to be on camera and you're going to have added scrutiny and added attention,
and you get bonuses,
yeah,
but you also get drawbacks,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, when you walk on in, you know, that table's waiting for you,
yeah,
you
yeah
act like a fool, it blows up in the media.
It sure does.
So I mean
yeah.
there's pros and there's cons. Plus, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not making $10 million a year.
Any, I don't know. Maybe Tariq needs another attorney.
I just don't know. We're going to have to fix that.
Thank you.
I like that. Guys, we'll take another break here. For those of you tuning in and watching this broadcast, we are The Vegas Verdict, and today we're discussing Tariq Hill's recent detainment. We're asking the question today, should the arresting officer lose his job? Should he be fired? When we come back, we will have some final thoughts and we'll hand down our Vegas verdict. Stay with us.
Legal troubles require swift action, and there's only one attorney who's quick on his feet.
Legal troubles don't wait, and neither should you. I'm Tony Abbotangelo, a former judge with 30 years experience. I know the judicial system, and I know what will work for you in court.
When your circumstance requires a skilled negotiator who knows the law, tap into Tony. He's a former judge who can defend your rights. Call 707-7000.
Welcome back to The Vegas Verdict, everyone. We are discussing Tariq Hill's recent detainment this past Sunday and whether or not the officer, the arresting officer, acted appropriately. By the way, we never discussed what led up to this incident. From everything that I've read, he was going about 60 miles an hour in his supercar, a McLaren supercar, in a construction zone. From what I understand, it was about twice the legal speed limit. So, you know, he was committing an illegal act. I think
that's called probable cause to stop him.
Right. And I think they said there was a lane violation as well as the speeding violation. So, you know, like you say, probable cause. There was a reason to pull him over.
Now, one thing I did hear Tariq Hill say is, give me my ticket and let me go on my way.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what should have happened in the big picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless, I mean, unless they're concerned that something else is going on, and I didn't see any reason to believe that there was some other situation.
Once again, common sense.
Yeah.
Here's a superstar athlete. Somebody said his name. One of the cops said his name, and it's showtime for him.
Yeah.
Give him his ticket and let him go.
I think what you're saying, you know, we're not looking at a racial profiling here.
And I think some people have tried to turn it into that.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
He did something, you know.
Because if I'm in a McLaren, I know I'm doing 16 to 35.
It's hard. That's everybody else's 15, right?
I know they pull you over all the time
right.
when you're doing that. That's
right. First gear, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, if
that's tough.
And nobody, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what it was happening. Maybe he's late. Maybe, I mean, that car's a rocket.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, all I know is I think that there's probable cause, and then things got crazy.
And things got crazy. Patty, give me your final thoughts on this issue of whether or not you think the arresting officer or any of the officers involved should lose their jobs.
Well, I think they were doing their jobs. I do. My more interesting, because I like watching the sports part of it, and I'm just going to go back to, you know, he was allowed to, after he had a touchdown, he did his touchdown, he was allowed to make a statement by putting his hands behind his back and doing
people cheered for that. People
and
loved
they
it.
Cheered.
That went viral.
Oh, yeah. I've been in bonkers.
Yeah. And so we talked about Kaepernick, you know, when he went down and he did an anti-cop thing, everybody was so down on him. This guy, I don't know why. They just
That was a mixed response issue. No question about that. But I think, you know, to your point, since the Kaepernick issue, I think there is a sensitivity out there, and there's a race concern, and there's a police concern, at least for some people. I like to give police the benefit of the doubt and think that they're, you know, hopefully trained appropriately. Maybe we've learned some lessons in recent years. I don't know, but I think that sensitivity remains.
I think the sensitivity remains, but I think that also there is like an attitude out there that says, you know what, not everything is racial.
Right.
Sometimes it's just based on I'm going 65 and a 35.
Yeah.
And so there it is.
Tony, give us your final thoughts on the question today. Should anyone be fired?
Well, as our friend Aaron Gordon said, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah.
Termination of any job is the most severe sanction. So here, what happened? Things got a little sideways.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree that Tyreek Hill was mistreated, but I also know that Tyreek Hill contributed to the problem.
Yeah.
This wasn't a radical, out-of-control cop just grabbing some guy out of a car and throwing him to the ground and beating his ass for no reason.
Right.
Because first of all, it really wasn't a beating. They didn't like the way he was handcuffed. But I think a suspension, and I'm not going to get into the internal parts of with or without pay, but it's definitely a black mark on that officer's future. And I don't think he should be terminated. As Aaron said, sanctions for the worst type of actions. If you're going to fire somebody for this, what are you going to do? Start shooting cops when they get out of line?
Yeah.
Go right past termination? No, it's. I know that's an exaggeration.
No, I 100% agree. And I think that if we start, you know, coming down severely on these incidents that really
are small
compared to, you know, things that really do happen, then you lessen, then you create a whole world of problems, basically, right. Is what I'm saying.
You really do, you know, because I'm going to disagree with that. These cops, really, they handled it well. They did their job.
I saw some aggressiveness, but I don't know, is that warranted? Is that normal? Are they supposed to be like
that? Well, like I said earlier, I was a little surprised by that one cop coming out and pushing him to the ground. That was a little, to me, that was excessive.
Yeah.
But, you know, and grabbing him out of the car, there's so many ways to have avoided that. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, off the record, I said, put a motorcycle in front of that sweet little McLaren and say, you got to be in there in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't going anywhere, buddy, till you roll down that window. You come out like a gentleman. You be a role model. He has kids. You tell people how, you show your kids how to behave. I'll treat you with respect.
Yeah.
You treat me with respect.
It's got to be one of the hardest parts of being a police officer is the community relation portion of it. And you know, we all have bad days. We don't know what this particular officer was experiencing. Maybe he had something else on his mind and you hit him on a bad day.
And I agree with that, but you know, in the background, somebody's got to be looking up that license plate to see who this person is, to see what is going on.
100%.
Then I'll put my motorcycle up there in front
of them. Yeah.
Well, and when I was a judge and they should do judicial reviews, I was proud of always scoring the top percentage of judges with courtesy and politeness.
Yeah.
That is missing from our society today.
I agree. There's a cultural shift.
If you treat people politely and somebody wants to be rude back to me, sir, I'm not talking to you that way. Why are you responding this way to me? Yeah. And it takes a lot, and especially if you're alpha dog like these cops are, you know.
How about
I'm
all the
boss,
athletes? All the athletes are alphas too. I mean,
yeah,
if you you get a bunch of alphas together, you're going to get attitudes and things going on.
And my goodness, they're all in like 30s, you know, and so like testosterone is way up here.
And at 59, my testosterone.
Guys, we've arrived at that time. We are ready to hand down our verdict. I think we've all come up to a decision on this. The question that we've asked today is, should the arresting or detaining officer be removed from his job? And what we do here is we count down from three, and then we either say yes or no, and that is our final verdict. So let's do it in 3, 2, 1.
No.
It's a unanimous no. It is a unanimous jury decision today. And I think we're, you know, unless we're missing some information, which is possible, if another video comes out and, you know, we see kicking clearly or we see something that is flagrant, then it's hard for me to say, no, this guy loses his job, especially we don't even know his record or his history. If he's had no prior incidents, he's been exemplary up until that point. I don't think he deserves
to be fired. Compared to the guy that's been, I guess, written up or whatever the term is,
you
know, 10 times in the last 10 years. Every year he's abusing people. Different ballgame.
Yeah, 100%. Patty Davidson, Tony Abatangelo, thank you so much for joining us on The Vegas Verdict. And thank you all for watching. By the way, we would love to have you involved in this discussion. Check out our Facebook page. We also have a YouTube channel. And if you want to listen to our podcast, we're on Spotify, on Amazon, and on Apple Podcasts. This has been The Vegas Verdict. Thanks for watching.